took a stroll on the old long walk of the day. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day. And I asked you, friend,
love this album.
What's a fella to do? Cause her hair's black and her eyes are blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl around a sawtill prime with a Galway curl.
And we're back this week in Waukesha. That is Steve Earle with Galway Girl, and that goes out to my beautiful wife, Melissa. Happy Mother's Day weekend. Looking forward to catching up with you in Kenosha for our daughter's softball tournament that's going on right now. And turns out Bruce Gay, our director of libraries, is also a huge Steve Earle fan, loves that album. And the song's about an American guy traveling in Ireland and meets an Irish girl, but for Melissa and I, it's more about an Italian girl who meets an Irish guy. And on our first day, we see the movie P.S. I Love You. And, of course, that song is a prominent part of the story and wonderful movie. But so we're back here with Bruce, and I wanted to share like a neat – one of my favorite library stories is I know many listening, there are a lot of Tom Clancy fans of the books as well as the movies. And whether you like the genre or not, I think you'll be impressed by the fact that the intelligence that he was sharing was so like nth degree – you know, real deep type stuff that either the CIA or the FBI did an investigation on Tom Clancy. Because the guy, you know, he was like an insurance, he was a claims adjuster or something like that. Mm-hmm. And all that information came, government information, mind you, intelligence information, came from the Annapolis Public Library. That is where he got a lot of that fodder for his great books. And, you know, some of it was declassified and some of it didn't have to be, but he just, you know, this civilian, this regular citizen like the rest of us, built kind of a book empire, a writing empire, on what was made available to him at our public libraries. And so, Bruce, any little nuggets in our library that people could be looking at that you could really explore the space, or if they have a specific passion?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what comes to mind immediately is, in this newly done Carnegie space that we have, we've put a lot of local history and genealogy materials, which we've always had, but now they're kind of prominent. And it's, you know, it's, if you haven't done it before, going back and looking at old city directories and things like that, it's really fascinating. It's pretty easy for you, you know, if you live in Waukesha, look back through the old city directories and find out who lived in your house, you know. Wow. 40, 50, 60 years ago, because it's crossed by address too. So it's a really fun thing to do.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah, I recently found out while I was alderman, there was a lot of work being done to renovate Predeman Park and what to do with a basketball court with in its current location was a real sore spot for many of the neighbors. And some of the neighbors that were committed to keeping the court there but were in favor of relocating it, which is what we ended up doing, some of them said that, well, there was a kid from the neighborhood who used to play at that court all the time, and now he's playing pro basketball in Europe. And that family lived in the house I live in now in Empire. Nice. They sold us our house, so I thought that was neat. But, yeah, so much more in our libraries, too. And if it's not available in your space, there's other spaces. Like, I was looking for a book I learned about on NPR called The Wisconsin Family, the Wisconsin Kruger Family Tragedy. And it was in it was during World War I, and this was a German-American family, and I forget the town. It was a farm town in Wisconsin, and the children had decided not to fight in the war. There were a lot of Americans that, you know, if it was the Civil War and we were fighting to protect our own soil, that'd be different. But a foreign war in a foreign country, they just, a lot of people had. But the locals felt that maybe because they were German, of German heritage, that they were sympathetic to, you know, the other, you know, the Kaiser and all that. And legal actions were taken, and unfortunately a shootout took place and people were killed. And very interesting if you love oral and primary source, history. There's just a lot of great history, tragic and otherwise, that we can find. That book, of course, was not available here in Waukesha, but your librarians had did the legwork and were able to get that book. I think it was down in Walworth County.
Yeah,
and I was able to reserve that and read that for a while.
So, right.
You mentioned one of your librarians earlier. How many librarians do you have in our system here?
Oh, well, in the building, we have, I'm going to go through and give a rough estimate. I think we have probably 12 librarians with the MLS degree, and I'm not counting myself there, okay. So 13 or so.
Wow.
At least that, I'm sure. Thinking I'm undercounting. Okay. And then we have, a staff of about right around 70 people total.
Sure.
Part-time, full-time, that are in the building. So a lot of people working there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you mentioned the ability to get items from more than just our building. So we have 220,000 books in the Waukesha Library.
Wow.
As you mentioned before, we're part of the Bridges system, which is all of the libraries in Waukesha and Jefferson County. So any books from any of those, that adds a couple million.
Yeah.
And then what happened in your case there was interlibrary loan, where we can get books from anywhere in the state. Or even outside the state. So we even sometimes outside the country, books will come in for people who are looking for things. So it's Wisconsin actually has done a really good job of organizing how libraries work.
Okay.
And, other states don't have the same level of access that we do.
Wow. That's fantastic. So, a neighbor had, even though I'm now a former alderman, I still get emails and calls from neighbors about different situations, but a concerned neighbor had sent me an email about book burnings that were taking place in Iowa. I think it was Rapid City, Iowa.
Hmm.
And and of course, again, with kind of the political climate, you start worrying about these types of things. But what do we do to kind of educate and promote people that, all books are there to educate and inform and our works of art too, and should appreciate the. Do we have to worry about things like that here in Wisconsin or in Waukesha?
Well, I believe, like in our history, if people have access to different ideas, people will be able to figure things out.
Yep.
And we have to trust that people will read thoughtfully and consider and make good decisions. And so
sure.
I don't think there are dangerous books. I mean, there are ideas that are wrong, certainly, but people should be able to figure that out on their own. And so, we strongly believe that.
Sure. That's true. Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that, too, because I know it's not an easy question in light of what's going on. But, the other side of it, too, is that, we talk about a university for the people when we talk, but it's also a center of community and festivity. And, we talked about some of those events. What are some of the other activities or events going on in the summer that people should be aware of and should take advantage of?
Yeah, well, our big thing, we're ramping up for a summer reading program, which is for all ages now. We have a one for toddlers. We have the traditional children's story summer reading, and also for teens and even for adults, there's summer reading. So, that will be kicking off at the end of May.
Nice.
And lots of events are going on throughout the summer. We kind of joke because in August we have so many books returned that we have these carts and carts filled with books that need to be shelved because we have such a high level of use of our books there. So great. Summer reading is coming up. That will be the big thing.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
And I know we're going to a break soon, but I wanted to also talk about your unique background, too, because, I saw that you, obviously you're well-educated. You got your BA in English from DePauw in Indiana, and then a master's in teaching English at Washington University of St. Louis, and you taught for a couple of years.
Yep.
And you even taught in Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, that's right. We were English teachers there in a small town, a town of 100,000, so I guess not that small, but... And we taught all ages, from 6-year-olds to 72-year-olds.
Wow.
And what was interesting there, this was 1991. And
so right at the end of the Cold War.
Right after they changed over. And they had a big Russian language program that all the kids took Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And all those teachers now were no longer Russian language teachers. They were all English language teachers. And so we were also doing conversation with the teachers so that they would actually know how to speak English a little bit.
Sure, sure.
So that was really
an opportunity.
Yeah. So the different times. Super nice people.
Sure.
A lot of fun out there.
Sure. And then you came back. Was it just a two-year assignment, or you decided to come home after a couple of years?
Yeah, we came home after a couple of years, yeah. And moved to Milwaukee area. Worked there as a teacher for a little bit, and then went to library school.
That's terrific. So, yeah, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how Bruce became a librarian and how we're fortunate to have him running our wonderful library system. So please don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues. Lots more for us to learn here. And enjoy some Steve Earle. Melissa, if you're listening, happy Mother's Day. Don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues. And I know Jason might have a question or two to ask. Jason loves the libraries in Madison there, right? So, all right. And Connor, there's something. Connor lives in downtown. He's got to take advantage of what's going on there, too, because he can walk there. So, all right. So don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues here at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Stick around. I've been all over this world.